Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
All right, we talk about change.
You're listening to Tomorrow's Red, out of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never Sin. Now, I have a basic thought in mind. I'd like to talk about that first before we talk about anything else. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I want to say this, that there is a reason for so much Bibles to be in our world society, in the Western world. And it just dawned on me a little more of what I have not fully thought about before. And that is, each individual has a head with a brain beneath the skull. Right? And we are civilized. We have a civilized world. And I'm talking about civilized people. The world full of civilized people must be controlled. And civilization of humanity was originated not by just wind blowing or Mother Nature skylarking. No. We have a history that tells us how civilization of human beings was created. It's a matter of world history record. That tell us that. Nothing else. Bible with Genesis creation story not telling us anything. It's a lie. Now, I want to reflect a little on what makes a civilization functional. Brain. The brain. Because I say functional. The rest of your body, you can be walking around and picking up, you know, trash and all kind of stuff because your brain is not working right. And you go into a mental institution and there's people there, old and young, and they are into that institution because the brain failed to work properly. All right? And outside in the free world, you do see a lot of people who need to be into the mental institution. Because guess what? All they're doing is making trouble. Our brain and our minds. Our minds is operated by the brain. Right? And whenever we are not conscious or sober enough, because it takes consciousness of the mind. In other words, a person cannot be sleeping all the time and will perceive anything. You have to wake up and be conscious, alert, so that you could go into any learning situation and you learn something. And what you learn stays with your in your brain. That you're going to wake up, you're going to sleep and wake up a lot of times. And you think the brain computer shut down? Never. Your brain computer, all what you learn all your life is stored in your brain. Until your brain begin to get bad, dysfunctional, or something like that, are you dead? Done. But as long as we are alive, this is a simple fact that affects all living people. I won't talk about the lower animals. I'm talking about intelligent people, civilized people, that why the world is full of so much problem. And the government that is controlling the world from a, what you'd call it, a political point of view. Why are there all these wars, white men war against black people countries? Because if you notice, all the wars are fought is not black people fighting white people. Is white people have an institution to fight war. And why, if you look at the BC era, what was back there? Was it war and all this kind of stuff? Where was there white men back in BC era? A serious question. This is a serious question. That not just I alone, but every responsible person who have an interest into how the world society functions. Go back to the line where it was, say, let's go back to the first century, BC. Can you describe and tell me what the first century BC is like? I'm seeing a lot of things. I'm seeing a lot of things that disgusts me.
Yes. Because what is important to civilized people function properly on the planet Earth is that your mind and your brain must be working good. And if a brain is working good and you have your eyes, you have your ears, so that you're seeing and hearing properly. Just talk about those two. Yes, those that accumulate information and relay that information. When you see things, the knowledge of what you see goes to the brain. And simply like what you hear when you hear things. That information goes right into the brain or treated accordingly, right? And from that, a person is able to function off the information that your eyes and your ears take into your brain. So your eyes and your ears basically pay attention to the outside world, and we have a control center in our brain so that when the outside information comes inside, it is all treated and then feeds back into our minds so that we can function. All right? So what happened? Why is all this confusion and war and all this and white people saying they are the super race and stuff like that? Why are all these things happening? And remember, it is the Bible that says the God in the Bible is a spirit. He who worship him must worship him in truth and in truth. What I am saying to you is that stop the skylarking. Stop the skylarking about believing in what you don't know. You don't understand yet that when you believe in something you don't know, such as what you believe in the Bible about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Think about the mind and the brain pertaining to when you read that in the Bible. What information do you get? What knowledge do you have when what you read about God and Satan and Jesus and Adam and Eve is only something that you believe? You don't have a record of what you believe, because that record does not exist. It means then, if you see white people say they are controlling the world, and it is based on what you believe, that's the way they are controlling you, because you have an attitude that it is your belief and it is your faith in a spirit God. Now, if you understand, sometimes you take some information from somewhere about an object. It may be a place or other matters. That information that you got, believe it. You don't have a guarantee that that the information you have will turn out to be what you think it is. So you're having some confidence and trust. In the source, you get the information from. So I'm talking about your brain and your mind. It is your brain that allows you. And you hear, you know, these senses that we have that hook up to the brain. You know, our brain is right behind our face. The brain is right behind the face. So these knowledge bringing the knowledge bringing what we call, you know, our eye is a member of the body.
work for the body to see and to send in information, right? And the hearing, when you hear, it goes, the hearing receive it and send it to the brain, right? Now, what good is what you see and what you hear if your brain is not functioning right? Do you know when your brain functions, function properly from when it is malfunctioning? Do you know when you're when you feel like you want to sleep, but you need to pay attention to something critical, and you're having a rough time to deal with that, to register any information that comes into the brain? Because if your mind is not alert, it's not going to get in there. It's never going to get in there. And if you try hard to keep your brain registering something, you know, staying conscious, because it is your consciousness that keeps the electricity of your brain functioning. You have to be alert, right? But sometimes you are trying hard because the brain is saying, "No, I want to rest," right? And you are trying to force the brain to keep you up, so that you hear and you can see and you can comprehend. Because if that's not happening, what's the use of what you are trying to learn? When you put any information in your brain like that, when you're off asleep, you know, your brain is almost shut down, you are trying to learn, it's not going to stand there too long. Really? I mean, you know, barely are you going to get it registered real good in there. So when we are talking about the brain that we have, it is said three sections of our brain. The brain has three sections when it comes to the brain itself, as we would call an organ. The brain itself. The brain itself is really what causes things to happen. If it is not functioning, we're not doing well at all. So the brain must be working and you are alert. Baruch Spinoza said something that's been known as long as human being as the history of civilization. It is the brain that accounts for everything. And when your brain is not working good, you're off drunk. And some people, they are so ignorant, it is equivalent to when you say a person is, you know, you're half asleep or something, or you're drunk. Because he said, your brain must be sober for you to gain knowledge. See that? How much people know that? Why the world is the way it is? Our brain is not working right. And your brain become defective by some reason. Now, a lot of people brain is not functioning well at all. But do they know it? No. They go on living. And it's going to be hard for you to let them be aware that something is wrong. You people may be able to understand what you're saying and react to it with some, you know, degree of success. But most people are as ignorant and too ignorant to really reckon with them
with some dependency, you know, that they will carry on, I think, the way it's supposed to. A lot of people, they are too ignorant. And it means ignorance mean like you never go to school and learn to read and do things from academic standpoint. So your brain that was supposed to be fed with information doesn't have it. It's not that it wouldn't work. But when what you're doing is not making any sense, and it's not because your brain could not perform well, it's that your consciousness blocks off your brain from functioning information in your brain. When you hear things, when you analyze it, you must decide whether you want it to stay in your brain so that you can continue work off that knowledge. So, the world is not going to get better when our brain is basically parked one side in our heads and not really doing much of anything beside our bodies have to work, whether we are asleep or whether we are awake. The brain works all the time. When you live your life ignorantly and you don't make any attempt, stay conscious. When you hear and see things, think about them. Yeah, if that part of your mind shuts down, in that way, that it affects your brain from working and supplying knowledge to you for what information is in your surrounding and things you need to pay attention to, so everything in your conduct will be proper as you will affect other people. Everybody's brain is supposed to be functional, logically, and coherently. If you ask someone a question, like a direction, can you tell me so-and-so? And you find out that they're hearing you, but they cannot interpret what you say. And what you're saying is not something that they could not interpret. But look, they have impairment, ignorant impairment. And what is happening here, information is not getting in and treated. Because when you hear things, when you see things, you need to pay it attention to see what it is. Pay it attention. Think about it and see whether that is something you want to get digested into your brain. You have to accept that information or block it out. All right. The reason why I'm talking all of this is because the world, the civilized world, is dying. It has died in large part. But the knowledge of civility can never be destroyed. You can refuse to participate in the learning process. Yes, you can. And to the degree that you don't participate into the civilized process, you are uncivilized. And you're going to create a lot of havoc among society. So I am finding out more and more that this is a very critical thing. And for us to be aware of it. But I'm telling you, you see the Bible? What they call the Holy Bible? That's the problem. I grew up in the church from when I was a boy. And I saw the Bible whenever I was a kid. And there was nothing no other information that attracted me and affected me more than the Genesis creation story. It was, looking back in retrospect, I had no inclination that any other information exists. I thought that this was the summit of any thought that anybody has. God make Adam and Eve. He make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And I remember pondering that, you know, that resting on the seventh day thing, knowing that God is a spirit. So the world today, brain, is damaged because of white people. And I am telling you, there is no other culprit that the world's people are confused. And there is hardly anything that they can take care of, say, in a societal sense. We come from BC era to AD era. And if I ask you, what is the difference? I'm going to ask somebody to call me and tell me. And before I forget, I'm going to give you the number to call me, because I consider what I'm talking about ultimate. Ultimate sense, ultimate, you know, attention that we are to pay as to the way our brain and our mind work. And give account, why is it the way it is? And I will ask you, was it so in the BC era? Answer that. I am telling you to answer that, because guess what? If you can't answer that, at least you may have the ambition to want, for wanting to know. But what if you cannot tell me and you don't want to know? Some people are like that. Because they are eating and drinking, they have a nice house and everything. They don't have to know that.
Thank you. thinking about this because I am a serious person about the way my mind works and my brain. And because of my past life as a child and growing up into adult, I am telling you about the Bible and the criminal effect that the Bible has. Yeah, problem it is causing, hindering people from realizing that believing is a cruel, vicious concept in what you don't know. Now, all of my life, I'm reading about God and about Jesus and the devil and Adam and Eve created in the garden. Now I find out there is no place identified in the Bible for such an important thing to not record it, that there is no place on earth where this Adam and Eve creation took place. I'm talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the Bible. And because life itself demand an individual consciousness, at least natural, is the state of the brain, because the brain transact the most critical maneuvers on planet Earth. There is nothing else as critical as the brain and what causes us to be alive and function as a human being. Now, to function as a human being in a biological sense, that's one thing. That's just one portion of it. However, it is the mental aspect of the brain and of the human function to know the difference between something and nothing. We must know when somebody express an opinion that is a learned opinion, because some people just forbid opinion or generalize it in where it doesn't make any sense. Because if you say that everybody has a right to their own opinion, that's wrong. That is wrong. Only context of an opinion that a person has a right to have is one that is proven true. But you can't just have opinion about something that is not proven and you get credit for your opinion. You just don't. And how I know that? You look up the definition of opinion and you will see the context in which you use the word opinion, talking about being insane, uncivilized, is critical in what I am saying. And I'm passing that on because I have the confidence in what I am saying, that I'm saying not what I dreamed up, but according to words. So I don't claim to know better than other people, because anything somebody missed out of performing well with words, it's their fault. It is their fault. However, when we pay attention to words and discipline ourselves to use them the way they are supposed to be used. Now, my friends, the difference between the civilized, coherent, hybrid person It makes a difference. And those who do not pay attention, do not pay right attention to messages, and, you know, messages that your eyes deliver to your brain, you have to be sober. You have to think about it before you send that information through to the channels that the brain provide to deal with you as an individual, what you see, what you hear, and, you know, guide and fashion your intent and all that. Patience, tolerance, and all that. Learn these things from our brain. But if you're not paying attention to the brain, you're just eating food, you know, and have sex and some other things and act foolish like criminal and all kind of things. I don't care if you kill anybody over foolishness. All right? Now, the fact that we are wrong to think that we are helpless in situation when we should be able to fashion remedies, not be helpless. Do not be helpless. Because the power that we are supposed to have, if we think well enough and pay attention to stuff, we wouldn't be in any kind of way civilized. I mean, lifeless. No. We would be able to go high above the things that is dragging us down or would otherwise drag you down. All right. Now, go back to what I'm saying about the performance of your brain and your eyes that see and transmit back external messages to the brain. And the brain is going to interpret what you see and say, hey, you know what? You come out and you find out that you wanted to go on the road and you see it's cloudy. Like, you know, it's going to start rain anytime. But you are in your house and, you know, doing your thing. And you just come to the window and look and see. Look out. And you find out, say, uh-oh, don't look right at all. Your eyes transmit that information out there and everything. No, not much clouds around that look like no rain. No, it looked like a nice sunny day. Your eyes look and view the weather appearance out there. And you just decide, say, you know what? No, this is not time to go on the road. It is not your nostril that smell it. You saw the cloud with your eye. And you look around and say, you know, it's widespread and it really, really looks like it's going to be a watery one out there in a while. And you just decide whether it's happening or not. Just let it pass right now. Your eyes did that job. And the brain is what tells your mind. You probably just rest up a while, you know, and let the weather pass by. Your brain. It is not your eyes that tell you that. The eyes look because the eyes are organ to look and see and describe to the brain what it sees. Consider that. That it is not your eye when you look and sitting is telling you. You are driving on the road and stuff like that and going on and you see the traffic and observing everything. And you think, well, it's just your eye because you have sight. No, because if something was wrong with your brain and you see the clouds out there, it looks like it's going to storm, and you don't know whether or not to make of that because it don't mean anything to you, you wouldn't be able to form an opinion about nothing. So it is the brain at all times. If you're reading anything, it is your brain telling you what to read. I know your eye. Are you seeing it? Because you could be seeing it and don't know nothing. All these things, we don't consider them. That the way we are created and the way we function. And the reason why we live and not knowing is because of the Bible. I'm telling you, Adam and Eve creation story, God make heaven and earth in 600 and rest on the seventh day. That statement is crippling to your mind, to your brain. When your brain hear that, your brain don't know nothing about that. That is true. So therefore, it must be kicked out. All right. So we've been hearing the Bible preached from we are small children. And that's all we know. Adam and Eve in a garden. We've never heard anything else. Just to go to church. No dictionary, not in there. No world history textbook, not in there to tell you about yourself. And whatever the West Indies people, the African West Indian people, whatever they have learned over the past, say, since the 19th century, coming to the 21st century, it goes back further. But I just want to just make it easy to think about this. It won't rob anything what we did not extend, like, say, 2,000 years ago, right? It is the same pattern, right? So you'll understand the relevance. You going to church and being taught these things, and every, let's say, you know, I am Jamaican. Everybody in, I know about, hear about in Jamaica, believe in the God of the Bible. And I can tell you, a few years ago, I'm on the radio, and I was working with someone, and I was a presenter, right? And this person in charge asked me to read Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. Yes. Wanted me was to get some idea what they are talking about in Da Vinci Code. I did. And you know, Da Vinci Code is a fictional book. My conclusion is, yes, it is published as a fictional book. But you know what? If you really read the book and see what it's talking about, you may even think that it is just a fictional book. But if you know certain things, you won't think that the information Dan Brown is writing about is fiction. You know why Dan Brown is writing it as fiction? He doesn't want to lose his head. Dan Brown don't want to lose his head. In other words, don't want to lose his life. So he writes it as fiction. You know what he's writing about? Mary Magdalene. Yeah. Mary Magdalene. Because if you don't know that the civilized world order has changed by these sodomites. And when they are writing in the Bible about Isaiah 53, how God, who art believer or poet, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed, it is the big scam that turn the civilized people into idiots. You're talking about when your brain is no longer, you don't have civilized information stored in your brain. So we who grow up into the AD and Adamani system with the Bible and all that, the sodomites, they write. We don't know that. And they kill black people to believe in Jesus. That's the world that we are in. And you'll be lucky if you find somebody else tell you what I'm saying here. Because everybody afraid these sodomites. The most ignorant people on planet Earth. And don't think that because, oh, some of them are doctors, lawyers, and priests and all that. Don't think that because they do some academic and civil things that they are real civilized people. They're not. And you can trace where they're coming from. And when they began to do things like and try to fit into civilized society. Since when? If you want to understand how ignorant people in the world is today, you have to go below where you are thinking on the basis of the Bible about Adam and Eve. You know, it's not a certified information at all. You can't find Adam and Eve on no biography. Nowhere. So it means what I'm saying to you is a message that is coming from what I am saying. Meaning our brain and our mind are damaged. The fact we grow up, our parents didn't know that the Bible is not a good book. Started going to church, get baptized, trying to be saved, have the Holy Ghost and all this kind of stuff. What are we doing with all of these filthy? And who is happy about all of this? These white sodomites, you see, pile up into Rome, Italy, Australia, and New Zealand, Palestine, and America, and many other places. France, all over the place. Who has a government? And how many black people know that they have a government? Right now, from long ago, long before AD and Adamani, if there was not government before, there would be no AD and Adamani, period. It is because there was law and order by kingship government. What happened to that government that created a civilized world? What happened to that government? The sodomites, they come in and attack it. And for some reason, those who were supposed to stand their ground and remove the attack from the civilized establishment. They don't do that. African government, African Union, ask them why. And you will discover something you never expect to. And I'm telling you about the brain and the mind. You think about it for yourself. And stop going around like you're a robot. Of course we're a robot. We are robots, yes. But what's the context of that? The context that I'm using is the way we are behaving under what we call AD and Adamani. Because AD and Adamani has nothing to do with the civilized world. But somehow it is functional. Like, that's the law of the land. That's what they tell you. Why would they say American law is the law of the land? Why do they say it? nobody will call me and tell me why. Now, of all the things that I am saying, reversing these sodomites, old bunch of nonsense in the Bible, and they say it pertains to black people, I'm saying this is time to tell them to get out. Every African person in the world should have knowledge of their own history. Because that is what, like a birth certificate, world history about the civilized world, that reads in the National Geographic then, tells you that nothing in the Bible can be true, because the fact it represents something else, that's the way it speaks to you. You know, if you are being told something different about the same thing, then you have something there confronting you. You have a problem. Because what happens when you believe in the account that is not true? What do you do with it? And here's one thing nobody can take away from a human being. What is in the brain, they can't take it away unless they kill you and shut down your system. But it is fortunate that every human being is made up to develop psychological wholeness that nobody cannot mess with you, because it's really the knowledge that you have is the power. But what happens when your mind is not right? You're all right. And it's just like when, you know, you have a problem and someone, you know, is messing with you, and you want to show them that, look, no bother with that, because what I will do to you and so forth, and your mind is talking and saying what your brain is allowing it to say. But what if you are a person who don't, you know so much wise ways to behave yourself and things, words to use, because words represent energy, and you know to create create an effect by using certain words, ask a question or something like that. And you can offset a lot of things because your brain is telling you stuff that can totally bypass somebody who's attacking you, right? I am saying that the societal world today, brain, is sick. You won't know until you think into what I'm saying. Now, if the world society is not sick, why a Pope writes in a newspaper something like this? Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics and say what? Now, tell me if the societal world brain is working coherent or it is shut. I mean, part of the brain is shut down that also handle the intellectual part of your life. But what happens if you don't study, you don't know nothing at all? Your brain is shut down. And you are basically being moved by the part of the brain that runs your life even when you're sleeping. Now, if your brain, it's a part of your brain that keeps your body working when you are asleep. If that's all it is doing when you're awake, you're in bad shape, because you're basically sleeping when you think you're awake. And your brain, because your brain don't have no information to make you behave like you're intelligent and you're diverse, you can do things, you know, in clever ways and stuff like that. That part of your brain is shut down because you don't pay attention to what makes sense. You know, go to class or read and stuff like that, and therefore your brain will be working just like when you're asleep. You know, just a little more is that you are awake and you see things and you smell things and stuff like that. But the critical part of your brain that deal with sophistication of like your computer that you command to do different things, those commands are, you know, not working in your brain when you're awake. And when you're awake, it's different from when you're asleep, because your intellectual attention is not set to work, because you are asleep. Your brain shut off those activities, but it is making your heart and your blood, you know, your heart is beating and the life inside of you still. So you're never dead from your born as a baby and stuff like that. You're never dead. You only go to sleep and wake up. So you're only dead one time. So what I am talking about is it is personal. Personal. It's not variable. Like interest rate. Variable interest rate. Now, I am talking about a fact that affects every human. And that, if it's not working right, it's not working right. But if you're happy, going along happy, and you know, you don't really care because you broke the attitude that you know where you know. You don't have no capacity to think, to make you know that the need for no more. No. The way you grew up, you think say you know it all. You know what I mean? There's hardly anything you don't know. Now, if I had that type of a thinking and decide that nobody can change my mind, oh gosh, I would have dead and rotten long time. Yes. It is very possible. It is very possible. Because the way that I think now to do things and to be the character that I want to be, I have an interest to know more things. Don't close the door on anything. Search and find. That changed like my ignorant faith when I would do something that, you know, I cannot afford to do. Right? So I'm saying it is not variable with anybody to take those negative positions. So, do you think the society, what you see of your, you know, your smartphone, your this, your that, and stuff like that, you think the way our world society is going on, it is going on civilized? Because you have all these things? No, it's not. White man is ruling. Where white man come from? Who were they over the past 2 million years? No, we're talking about your brain. What your brain telling you about white people versus ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, and stuff like that. What your mind is telling you? Is your mind telling you that the church is really a church that belongs to the God in the Bible? Are you thinking that? Although the Bible don't do you the honor to tell you what part on earth God make Adam and Eve. How is your brain working? Is your brain working just to believe what you don't know? Why did you go to school then? Why did you go to school? Was it to believe a bunch of different things? No. You go to school to know formulas and to use them in your life. Do different things. It's a knowledge. It's not believing, because you would never be successful in what you do if you are always going to believe certain important things. And then when you go to put them to work, you find out it won't work. I wanted to talk about this for a little while, so that somebody can get a good understanding of what I'm saying and don't end up with me just talking, but that you internalize for yourself. Are you living with a variable brain that when you're asleep and it keeps you alive, when you're awake, it makes little bit of difference? As now that you are talking and you can do certain things, part of your brain that is supposed to activate your judgment, your distinction, you know, your honor, your respect, and, you know, walking upright, coherent. That's the kind of a person you're supposed to be, with a brain under your skull. You see that? Now, if our brain is working good, then you would know the difference between DC and AD, correct? That's not a joke. Now, it is easier to say than done. All right, well, we just need to know it's true and know enough to convince it is true. Why the world is in the shape it's in? Is it that people's brain damage and they don't know? Because it was not a big stick anybody use and knock you over crack your skull. No. How did our brain become affected? Like people catch the covert virus. The Bible is the virus. Because nothing about Adam and Eve in the Bible is true. Nothing at all. White people love it. And why? They make a lot of money off of it. Take over every African country with Jesus Christ. Now, since I have the boldness to say these things, I can assure you a whole lot of people don't ever want to see my shadow. Because I have found out the truth about how civilization come about on planet Earth. That the white people write a Bible for us black people not to know it. And they use our will and build all these churches. And you may think that, I don't know, I mean, there's no reason why black people should know how white people get into our country, should know. And at least, well, if you don't know certain things, but at least you should know that. Because they have been destroying the black people long before they go into Palestine. Look, what the Pope said and apologized for sins, what he say about apologizing for sins of Catholic, the church, I mean, The Pope is the vicar of Christ, and the church that he runs, they call it Catholic Church. He is apologizing to the world for sins they commit against who? Not white people. It is not white people. The Pope is apologizing. They did wrong too. None of them. African ethnic people, them. That's who the Pope is apologizing. And particularly, the darker skin Africans. So by the time they get into Palestine and start doing the things here that the Pope is apologizing for, from back in that time, coming forward to where we are, the Pope admits is a sodomite. He leads a sodomite culture. Now, if you can find anything to modify what I'm saying, I'm interested in it. Because what I'm saying is not variable. It's the fact. Okay? If you can prove that what I'm saying is very much variable, prove it. Prove it. And it means if you can't prove it, I'm telling you, it is time for you to tell the sodomite culture to get out of African territory. Because you know what? Something is coming for them. And they can sit here and think that, oh, they are all fine because that's the way they are. You know, they think anything they steal from you, they, you know, it's theirs for good. You can't get it back. And I teeth them, teeth it. They are not civilized. If you think the Pope is civilized when he says, you know, he's apologizing for sins of Catholics. Celine Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Pope John Paul II will apologize. He will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity. Antiquity is back in time when Saul, King Saul, not King Saul, is it King Saul? No, it's not King Saul. It is the king that was sitting on the throne in Israel, whether it is true or not, I'm not sure. This is what they're writing in the Bible. You read it in Matthew 2, where wise men saw a star in the east and begin to follow it to find the baby. And when I tell you that is 100% lie, not Nagasa. Millions of people believe that. What do you think they're going to do? I'm talking about, is your brain variable when it comes to your brain talking nonsense as much as it talks some sense? Is that the kind of brain you have? Or your brain is set up coherent 100%. It don't fool around and your brain lead you right. Is that what it is? All right. If what I'm saying is not true, I have no right to be saying what I'm saying. But if, as long as it be true, then you can also confirm or affirm that white people have no government. They are violator of kingship government, the government over black people. They are usurping civilization and the knowledge that caused it to function. The Elohim created the first calendar. They come and make an AD calendar. So, are the white people who write the Bible of Adam and Eve and writing about not themselves, but the African people and creation of African people? Because, of course, the Bible did not attempt to write creation of the of the Indo-European people who are in Europe for some 2 million years. The Bible is not writing about them at all. And it's not hard to figure out. What I'm saying is not hard to understand. No. So, I wouldn't be here talking as comfortable as I am. No. The point is, if you can take me dead, that's a different story. But if you take me alive, you know what's going to happen. Ain't nobody is going to reverse this thing because I'm talking about certified world history. That's what I'm talking about. So why do we have this kind of a society today? And you cannot call me and tell me the difference between BC and AD. This is finality now. And societal existence. Because how are these things lie? And billions of people in the world, that's what they believe. Dave, it is happening because belief never tell you say anything is a fact. Never, never thing because it affected me. You know, half a century of my life. So I have every impetus to talk about this. Yes, because white people need to run away from us. We need to talk the truth. We need to talk the truth. Because they're out there and, you know, everything is about them because they come and say they have a government and for some, what, almost 200 years now? They have this fraudulent mafia. Sodomy culture stuff. I convince people because they come with gun and everything like that. You must accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. Otherwise, they kill you as heretic. That's the same law they have right now today. And what the Pope is apologizing about, he's not to apologize because AD and Adamani give them sodomite the right to kill black people anywhere you are, take away what you have, penalty of death by their legislation. They have legislation until this day. They can invoke any of their AD and Adamani. You submit to. Yeah. AD and Adamani is not for African territories at all. Nowhere in the Western world. But yet still, they are telling you they are in command. They could tell me that a while back. Can't tell me that now. Like I say, we're not dealing with in depth. We're talking about in lifetime. We are to be accountable. We're not being accountable. Africa sitting down there in the African Union and will do nothing about the illegal acts of white people taking over the African civilized world. They're doing nothing. It's sitting on what the history says, the authority of the history. Africa appears to don't know anything about it. But I'll read it to you this way. The gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors, from the heavens, human civilization flourished.
as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. They left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures. You hear? Now, are these things lies? Does anybody know these things to be lies? Like I'm saying about the Bible? Can you say these things are lies? No, because they are out there standing up, looking up at the sun. Just one time. Baffling monoliths and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily magnificent, meticulously researched work, Karaya Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of terrestrial God, indelibly written in stone. Now, there is no greater way to express this so that any person who reads understands that and is in a position to say whether or not that all the sense are they going to believe whether they don't know about God and Jesus Christ. So when they tell you that, you know, they marry each other, you know, a man and a man marrying each other, can't you tell that's not African culture? So how is it now they swamp us up, sponge us up into their sodomite culture and are dominant over African people in their own civilized culture? Now, do you understand that? Is the world supposed to be the way it is now? Huh? Now, go back to BC era. I ask the question to tell me the first century BC. What is first century BC? What kind of world is that? There was no AD and Adamani yet. I believe somebody listening to me understand what I'm saying. I probably don't speak, you know, as, you know, presentable as some people do, but I think I am talking that at least if somebody has some time to burn, they can find something in what I am saying, right? As I live my life now, because I read and see these things, I know that the world cannot go on like this because something went wrong, and all there is, they are the people to fix it. Why don't they fix it? But while I am saying, why don't we fix it, I am also saying that, look, we need to take a part of fixing it is take the stand that we are to take. Because we can't talk about we're going to church and believe in all these old bunch of nonsense. Very, very uncivilized things that affects us mentally that we don't know. So I cannot my lamp out
under this circumstance. And therefore, you know, I don't have a brain that is telling me that I should just keep quiet. My brain is telling me, no, go after these sodomites. Not with gun and weapons otherwise. But learn the historic record of civilized existence. When civilization established on earth, and by whom? Is it that God that these sodomites are talking about in the Christian Bible? Hello? Now, if there is no variable to what I'm saying, it means then black people allow white people to take over the civilized world and make what they want to be of it and tell the civilized people that they must fall down and obey civilized laws of AD and Adamany? Oh, my brain don't tell me that. My brain tell me that the truth is superior to lies. And my body is perishable, so that if anybody like strike me or anything like that, I could be dead in just a second. And although I know that, and although I know these white people kill so many black people, I am enchanted for the better. For the better. Because I know that they don't want to hear none of this stuff. I know many times they try to like mute out what I say. But how long can they do it for? And even if I should drop book dead right now, when I'm dead, after I am dead, that's when people are going to realize what I was saying. That's when a lot of people are going to pay attention to what I was saying. And what they will find is a here type fact that I am speaking right now. That white people have absolutely no business to write a Bible about black people. They do not. They are uncivilized sodomites. And they do not entitle to none of this. That's what happened when we gone insane ourselves. And I tell you what the brain will do. It shuts off. It's not a joke. It's not a joke that most people in the world today, their brain is not functioning. I can tell that my brain is functioning because I know what I do and what I won't do. And it's not subjective either. I'm going about this in the objective manner, which means I observe rules, proper rules, not Bible rules. Okay? No, not Bible rules. But the historic rule. Yeah. What I'm saying now is if we focus on the function of our brain, you see, we will begin to gain control of ourselves. You see, you have to think about it and think exactly what you want to do. If you hear something that is true, do you want to like penetrate that truth and see where you can get with it? You see what I mean? Because you will not have control over yourself unless you're absolutely desperate to control yourself. Then you begin to look for the truth and accept the truth. You know, you're not accepting nobody's word or nothing like that. You have to know the truth and follow it. This is what I am talking about. And what I wanted to talk about it, it is because it is essential to every one of us.
know. What Africa is sitting down is for 2 millennia. These honest culture white people carried out their plan. And they come with a plan to mask the black people, to lower their perception, give them false interpretation of words and meaning, so that you don't know the truth in anything, because you believe the key factors of the Bible that messes up people is the Adam and Eve portion. Because once you believe that, you orient yourself to a concept that supersedes everything else. You see, because it is the concept of you giving your mind to an imaginary divine God. You see? And what they present as the character for this God that you will never see is that this God, they say, tell them to kill black people and take away what they have. Really? So they talk in a way that shows that their brain is disconnected, and it is just like someone sleeping and their body, their brain is still causing them to live. Basically, that's the way white people are, because the things they do, Shushan writing a Bible, that is like a civilized person asleep. See, so white people behave like when somebody is sleeping and walking, do sleepwalking around once they are sleeping. That's what the Bible represents. It's not history. And you don't have any academic consultant just reviews. You mean of over 2 million, almost 2,000 years now, you don't have one preacher of the Bible to tell you that it is true, Adam and Eve was created by a spirit God. That one of them can affirm that it is true. Can you imagine that? And as much how they have been given honor to preach and everything like that, bringing souls in the kingdom, huh? So it seems like I am somebody who is behind time or ahead of my time or something, because what I'm saying sounds strange. But that's not what is going on in the world today. By and large, no. And who wants to identify with what I'm saying? No, first of all, I mean, you don't want these white fogus, I mean, honest, you know, culture people to be mad with you, because look, they're ready to, you know, I mean, take the best out of your lungs. Sodomy. They're not giving up sodomy. And when they, like, take over the United States and say they make law and say they are marrying people and tell you as a African person that you are not a human being, that's what they say. You are property of the white people. That's how low perception goes on the African people. Black resolve to the position of the white people, because they're not saying we don't want to hear. Black people surrender to white people. And here we have the history
and everything's saying what I am saying. They don't belong here. And they have all of our wealth and go and like say, all right, it's your wealth. And I say, they don't have the dust of a dime. It's not theirs. Everything they have, they steal it. It doesn't matter how you can prove to me, say they work hard and this and that. Does not matter. The fact is they are on a lying, false, and bogus and fraudulent basis. Their foundation is it has no legitimacy. None whatsoever. They, you know, if the gods, they should come here and stuff like that. They have the power to totally obliterate these white people from off earth completely. They have the power to do that. You see? And we have we are given the right to plead that these people be removed. Because why we have the tornadoes? Why do we have tornadoes? It's because of them. And then the hybrid people blame for it. Because we did not tell them to interfere with us. No, we didn't. But when they did it, and we act like, you know, there's nothing to it, and they keep on going on, and turning the world into complete sodomite. No, so we are blamed. So until we decide that we are going to change what's wrong, until we do that, can we be accredited with being a guardian to the good gesture the God gives to the earth, the civilized human being, taken over by the sodomite culture? And why we believe in the God and Jesus of the Bible, it is because of ignorance. We need to get rid of the ignorance. Because we're not reading our own history. We allow them. Because in the initial thing, miscegenation with them is what caused all of this. Right? And until we come back to our place, our thinking and our living in the way that we are taught by the gods to live as a new species, nobody can intrude upon us as long as we stay with the power in the blood. But when they come with the blood of Jesus, you know, and the foundation of Jesus is nothing more than honest sodomite way of thinking. And then, ultimately, they turned on us and actually said they make laws to kill us and take over what we have. Now, this is like something that black people don't know about, because it is in document that the white people write. After they have been invading and conquest so many of the African territories and countries, right? Until what these white guy write in the Bible, it is to like a real God talk to prophets, you know, and address the problem of Adam and Eve's sin and God cursing them in the garden and stuff like that. Then these things are not true.
history has to say those things happen. History don't say nothing.
Yes, still, black people have a lot of story to tell how God worked miracle in their life and all this kind of stuff. They don't know about how energy works on the planet because the Bible not telling you nothing about that. Tell you where you want to hear, what's easy for you to believe. You see? So, if you have a brain, and you have a mind, and you hear what I'm saying, and I read to you, John Paul, Pope John Paul, the Vicar of Christ. Pope John Paul, too, will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history. The Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. This is the place where they overthrew the king in Italy, St. Peter's Basilica. It's the African people's place, and these sodomites took it over, right, and changed the regime of the king. The Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture. Memory and reconciliation, the church and the faults of the past, written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request. All the Pope's commitment, an act of courage and humility. But the document acknowledges that the simple the simple admission of false might look like acquiescence in the face of accusation made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The document lists faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Listen. You know, it's, to me, the fact that I grew up in the church and know and accustomed to the way the church functioned in my time. So the church didn't teach us anything in Jamaica like we should become sodomites. No, they keep the sodomite thing out of the church. I don't recall no sodomite occasion in the church. 27 years I live in Jamaica, I've never heard anything in our church where sodomite was a part of it, that anybody hiding and doing sodomy. No. Our society did not have little or no white people among us. Okay? So, therefore, it will be difficult for them to spread sodomy in Jamaica. On occasion, maybe one or two occasions, I hear people talk about it, but I've never seen any rise of sodomite in Jamaica. All right? So now, how is it that the sodomite get to spread? It gets to spread because of their effort and preparation to attack the civilized government. That's what they did. And then they didn't go all around and attack the government the same time. No, they overthrew the king in Rome first. That's where the political power comes in. See, democracy. The democracy was not as established like afterward. After like about 37 years or so, once they take over Palestine from the invaded to the time when they changed the calendar. This was when they become a well-rounded sodomite government. So first, they work in the political sphere first, and then they go after the bureaucracy part added to it. So these two halves make one whole. So from then now, they go after legitimizing that Roman Republic, worldwide power. Now, the problem about all of this is that they are using everything Africa to do what they do. Everything. From they overthrow the king, it is all African stuff that they're using. Nothing from white people. And there's a reason for that. They can't work on their own. They never could, especially 2,000 years ago. Oh, no. They couldn't do anything on their own. So they began to work their way in until they worked their way in to get the black people normalized to what they are doing and gain the influence to control bit by bit. They work at it until here we are today. But remember now, my thing is, they did not show any kind of achievement as a civilized people, because they didn't have not even the smallest little house or not like that, or a principle to show that they understood what to do to set up like a little dwelling. They didn't. Anybody who would like to talk to me about this, why won't they talk to me about it? Because I am saying it is time to destroy them. It is time to destroy the white people. Because they don't have they don't have no inclination, no intention to leave. No. Showing their attitude that they started out with over 12,000 years ago. They intend to totally wipe out the black people using AD and Adamant. And if you can't see that, you're just like, you know, a walking sleeper. Yeah. So your brain is disconnected from the fact of the account about civilization, your mind is dead to that. So if you have your mind and you are under the influence of the sodomite culture, who uses every fundamental thing to build up their primary thing. And black people don't know that. Black people don't know that. Their mind is seared like with a hot iron. Their brain is seizing COVID-19 kind of virus to where the truth doesn't make any sense to them. They don't care about and all that. So if the white people are such geniuses that they can do such a thing, well, I know as a whole can do much more than them. Yeah. Much more than them. But if you think that everything is going on fine, well, go on. Go on. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I want you to talk about this because I know that there are people out there that are, you know, they are clever enough to know when somebody's talking something and driving a nail in there and say, all right, tell me where I go wrong. You see? What I have, here to talk about is the situation that world society is in. And since when our brain got damaged, it got damaged when miscegenation with these white people. That's where it's coming from. From, you know, back Neolithic time coming to our day, like I would say, in the 12,000-year bracket, right? There was no church or none of these things around. And until these white people make a Bible and talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, they're not talking about themselves. They're talking about black people. They don't have a right to do that. And they hurt a lot of people psychologically. And a lot of people have lost their lives. Okay? While they feel like everything is all right. These white people. So if we cannot tell them that we have government, they can't come here and rule. If we cannot tell them that, it means that we're gone. We are walking sleepers. I'm going to bring you this next portion. Why Proto-Indo-European despise and reject BCE prehistory calendar? Why? Why? Why they have this AD and Adamani and don't hear nothing about nothing but Jesus? Simply because Jesus never exists and they get the chance to write a story about this character that they are drawing from where they carried out raids on Palestine and conquest and eventually totally destroy the commonwealth of the black people there. And reinstate the falsehood that they make up using Palestine to do it. And the barefaced lie that they tell about a Christ born of a virgin and all these kind of stuff. These things are bare-faced sodomite, honest fucking revelation that they talk. Okay? They don't care. You hear they say how they will kill, they're coming to kill you. I read that all the time, that's what they say. And they are coming from where they did not even know to plot rope. I don't know if they could do that. I don't even think so. They have had nothing civilized at all. They got it from us. And this is the status now, before and after. Right? They do everything to get education and stuff like that, but then find out that deep in their gut, they're not civilized. Because give them power, they don't know what to do with it. Because they think to have power to just elevate white people who were totally uncivilized 2 million years. Now that they see civilized people, they get to mingle with them, and then that's what they exploit. They are so clever to get the world to believe into this old bunch of nasty stuff that they put in a Bible, using black people as the foundation for it. And I'm saying it should be easy to get rid of these folks. Of course it would be easy, only if we would abstain from the old bunch of nonsense about Adam and Eve. You see? So they come up with everything that is against the African people. The zodiac calendar. Right? The principal thing. And fail to tell the truth about our DNA hybridization creation. They fail to say that. But they're making up a Jesus and about the blood of Jesus. It's the blood that makes us hybrid. And they're not telling you that. And in the Bible, they're dancing around what God means opposed to the gods. And this is what we have going on here. Now, nobody is willing to face me with this. All I'm talking and harping on this, nobody is willing to face me and say, you know, you're wrong about this. Let me tell you where the truth is at right here. Nobody won't do that. So this is a reversal of the Bible. And whereas they attack us and drive out a king, well, I tell you what, I wouldn't call what I'm saying an attack. But something else. Obliteration of mad sodomite culture. Believing that they can remake the civilized world into something else. All right? Let's go on with a little more of what they have to say here now. Summer is hybrid humor, human anatomic. An anatomic homo sapien sapien, right? Summer, the people, Summer, people of Summer, people of Summer are people of Summer are human anatomic Homo sapiens sapiens created by the civilized Elohim gods. That's the issue. Nothing in Bible is history concerning human origin And these white people write a Bible, said all these nasty, not just nasty, but it is uncivilized, false, null, and void. And yet still, people believe it. You can see how powerful belief is. That if you don't use that word correctly, you are up for something that you don't want to face. You see, because it's going wrong when you're talking about believing in Jesus and God and all these kind of things. When, if you get into the details that talks about Jesus and God, just in the Bible, you'll find out that nothing don't go so. Right. Summer. Located in Mesopotamia is the first known complex civilization developing in first city-state in the fourth millennia BCE. It was in these cities that the earliest known form of writing, cuneiform script, around 3000 BC. The era of sodomy is Christianity, 100%, and civilized human being disaster. Simply put, BCE before Common Era is a secular version of BC before Christ. CE, Common Era, is the secular equivalent of AD Anno Domini, which means in the year of our Lord in Latin. A timeline showing that BC and AD mean the same thing as BCE and CE. Now, the way I see this, all of this is a bunch of crap that don't need, no African person need to read nothing like this. You're not supposed to see nothing like this in the Western Hemisphere. You know what I mean? So it's a matter that our job is to totally wipe out this bunch of nonsense about Jesus Christ. You see what I mean? Because it is not a civilized thing that they are talking about, Christmas and Easter and all this kind of stuff. They buy Christmas trees and you know, get a visit from Santa Claus. See. Now, the Dionysian era distinguishes eras using the notation BC, before Christ, and AD, Latin, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. The two nation system. Let's say this. The two systems are numerically equivalent. 2021 CE and AD 2021. Each describe the current year. 400 BCE and 400 BC are each the same year. You see what I mean? Why are they, these sodomites are allowed to be, and they're like, you know, it's all right to do it. You see what I mean? But this is what they use. People don't seem to understand. That's why these white people are ruling the world, using sodomite fraudulent ideas and bring it in and material it like it is something, right? It's not anything valid, okay? But they come in with their ferocity of killing and all kind of stuff that they're going on with, and people can't deal with it. They don't know what to do with it. And that's why now black people don't have anything to do besides just get sucked up in. You see? And then these white people can do anything to black people. As you can see, they don't have any respect for black people. They do not have any respect for black people. Only in some instances where they have to, like, show some respect to black people, they do. But otherwise than that, no, the government that they set up and running clearly don't have anything that it respects black people. Now, but some people who get a job to work with them and stuff like that, work and enforce what they want. So what you get at that? They're not close in any kind of way to bringing black people government into force. No, because these sodomites, I mean, they are well on their way to make black people sodomites. Now, over the past, say, since the 19th century, you see, gradually, black people begin to turn sodomites. Two black men walk along. Two white men walk along. Because it's like an alternate lifestyle. It means what defines the common era? Common era are a method used to identify a year. No, where should this occur? In African territory or in Europe? The Christian territory. Now, when we take up Christianity in the African territories, like it is something real, what has happened to our brain? Our brain, like I said to you, is like we are walking, sleeping. We are sleeping walkers. We don't really know what's going on. Because we have a calendar long before they come about with knowing anything, before they could clap their hands. Right? There is the government in the world, is the textbook, for everybody to see. And you can trace where these sodomites are coming from, learning gradually how to do some civil knowledge. You can see what they did. They went to the civilized school that the Elohim established. But they are sodomites. And they are determined to go in ways that they think that they can go. And see, they are successful. Because they get to evangelize the world. Well, come on. Look at it. Now, how can something be totally vacuous? Can it be 100% vacuous when they're talking about Christ? It's not based on anything that ever happened on planet Earth. But they get the opportunity to make it like it is something. Common era, or Christian era, CE, is a method used to identify a year. It seems a year in our time rather than a year of a year. A very long time ago. CE is an alternative to the AD system, but it means the same thing. Used by Christian, numbers are the same. You hear? It is used by Christian. Christianity has nothing to do with black people. When we allow them to come in here and come talk about Christ, the church, and stuff like that, is the Genesis creation lie that they tell about Adam and Eve. That's what they are implementing. Why can't black people see that? He says, this year is 2021, or equally AD 2021. It's the same thing. So CE and AD stands for the same thing. So why can't it just be one thing? No, the sodomites there. That's the way they work, because they have four gospels. Why do you need four gospels? And the amount of contradiction between them is too much. You see what I mean? Why are black people getting caught into this net about Jesus Christ and him crucified? Why? It is well explained. But there is no good explanation for that. There is none. But usually we just say this year is 2021. You didn't need no Christian here on and on like that. You just need the calendar that was enforced the way it is. You don't need to, modify nothing. So these guys do this because they couldn't use the first calendar to start do bureaucracy like they do now, and it would not accommodate them to do like imperial colonialism. No, they couldn't do it unless they make this AD and a Domini, because this is not just counting weeks, months, and days. They are using it to do transactions. I wonder if you understand that. You see? And once we, as a bureaucracy something, AD and a Domini, in the African territory, now, unless we now declare it null and void. Null and void. That's all there is to it. It should declare it null and void. And say, let the tornadoes take them out of here. Civilization itself was transformed as one religion spread across the globe. Every culture it touched. Went awry here. Okay. Choose to transform. Yes. Civilization itself. All right. Civilization was used by Europe. Civilization, religion. I think I'm getting it into shape now. Civilization, religion. or say, yes, religion, civilization, religion, religious. Religious way of life is used by Europe to spread across the globe. Used by Europe yes, as Christianity was used by Europe as Christianity to spread across the globe, impacting every culture it touched. 31 AD, Jesus Christ founded false sodomy. Just that. Gets to do that. Okay, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. All right, and hope that you have found something in what I say to be like a concrete block for you, right, where you can set your foundation on something universal foundation for your thoughts and the way you proceed to think and live your little life. All right, so you take good care and hope to see you in the next edition. Take care.